I've heard it said that politics and patriotism are two sides of the same coin. Citizenship is like currency. You get what you pay for. When we insist on getting something for nothing, we risk being cheated. Today, we find ourselves in a situation where many demand protection and benefits without obligation or service. Anything worth doing is hard. Good citizenship means doing your own homework, making up your own mind, and questioning authority when it's necessary. Don't kid yourself. They serve us, or we will serve them. Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to another ATS member podcast. For the benefit of those time-conscious computers over at the Department of Homeland Security, which may be scanning this file, I'd like to point out that this recording was made on Tuesday, July 29th of 2008. For the next 10 minutes, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what's going on in my world, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about what went on during my interview with Ross Hemsworth. In the last month, I've been struggling to balance the use of my time for various projects. The number of new opportunities which have come my way have been very encouraging. Unfortunately, that means I end up having less time for podcasting, and it's not unreasonable to think that I may have to give up the podcasting entirely in order to make room for more of this writing, because, hey, let's be real, publishing pays the bills. In the meantime, I recently had the opportunity to be interviewed by Ross Hemsworth on his syndicated program, Now That's Weird. That by itself is quite the interesting program title, but I've got to tell you that Ross is altogether a consummate professional. When we talked behind the scenes, he stayed very busy, and he let me know how much time we had between commercial breaks, and gave me some idea what was coming up next, so that, like a good show host, he made sure there was no such thing as a surprise for me. I wanted to point this out to you because a lot of people get nervous when they have the opportunity to do a podcast or go on the radio. They want to think, oh, I can't do it. I'll trip all over my tongue. I'll sound terrible. And honestly, it's nothing like that. It's not nearly as scary as your imagination is trying to tell you that it is. You just think of it as a casual phone conversation with an old friend. Just put your feet up, sit back, relax, and just let it come. Whatever the host or the organizer asks you, think about it. And honestly, if you don't know the answer to the question, just say, I don't know. Now, I'm not kidding you. It's one thing to grab your keyboard and sit there and pick and choose your letters and your words one at a time, because you can slowly craft your statements. There's nobody there to say, come on, TikTok, let's go, 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 go. But being verbal on the radio or on a podcast, it's really not as hard as all that. And like everything else, speaking is a skill. The more you do, the better you get. In recent weeks, you've seen the presidential duel here in the United States between candidates John McCain and Barack Obama. Both of these guys are senators. McCain has been in the Senate for 25 years. Senator Obama has been in the Senate for just 4 years, and even so, he still has a college background, and when he was in college, he took the advanced oratory courses. And let me tell you, as somebody who's been through that regimen, that'll sharpen up your vocabulary and your speaking skills like nothing else will. When you get right down to it, I am just an average guy. Yeah, okay, sure, big deal. Duh, I got a book and a website. That really doesn't mean anything. You know, I'm an author. That's what I'm intending to do for a living. And if I'm really fortunate, by this time next year, I'm going to have several more books in print, and people will take me more seriously. But other than that, I still get out of bed in the morning the same way as anybody else. I put my pants on one leg at a time, and I spill my coffee one cup at a time, just like anybody else. It bothers to see ATS members who actually take the time to write lengthy essays about why they can't speak, or why they can't run for office, or why they can't call their local radio show. You know, if you can put that much time into resisting the idea, you can probably actually do the thing much more easily than you realize. And the insider secret to getting on shows like Now That's Weird is just persistence, that's all it is. The only thing that separates you from your more aggressive competition is that they have books, or they have videos, or they have long lists of academic credentials that they're more than happy to talk about. It's true that there's always going to be somebody out there who's always got more street cred than you do, and so the show producers, naturally, they're going to gravitate towards those people. But if you just stick true to your values, if you just be yourself and slowly nurture those relationships, you'd be surprised at whose show you can end up on. Now, there are certain things that you can do which will increase the likelihood that somebody will want you on their podcast or on their radio show. It never hurts to blog, and honestly, it never hurts to do your own podcast. Podcasters like to talk to each other. Bloggers like to talk to each other. And the longer you've been doing these things, the more street cred you have with these people. You know, who do you want to talk to? The guy who's been doing this for the last 5 days, or somebody who's been doing this for a year and a half? You know, I mean, the answer is not hard to get to, and it's going to maybe discourage you. You're going to say, but Justin, I don't want to have to work that hard. Well, hey, folks, if you have anything worth saying, it's going to be difficult to reach the people who can get you to the right audience. Now, I'll be the first one to admit that my case is a little unusual. I kind of fell into everything that I'm doing now, and honestly, I never expected the success that I have. And that brings me to one very important point. Always be careful about what you wish for, because you just might get it. So while you're hammering away on your blog, hoping that you'll come to somebody's attention, you know, be mindful of what you've posted, because you might just get your wish. If you do actually have the good fortune to get on somebody's radio show, think before you speak, because the words that you use today may come back to haunt you tomorrow. And yes, of course, that means you've got to be prepared for criticism, because, hey, let's face it, we now live in a very international and globalist world. Whatever you say on your podcast, whatever you say on your blog, can be read and interpreted by people around the world, so it's altogether possible that you're going to offend somebody. When that happens, make your apologies as necessary and just move on. Don't take any of it personally. Just do your homework. Stop and think before you make your next broadcast or your next post, and just move on. At some point, through trial and error, you're going to learn about what works and what doesn't. I recently had a chance to attend a lecture in which they said that the average blogger, if he's any good, takes about 2.5 years to come to the notice of more than 1,000 people. It's real easy to get put off of blogging and podcasting when you are spending days, weeks, months, and years typing away, and you have no idea who's looking at your stuff. You know, if you don't have a hit counter on your website, you don't know how many visitors you get. And if you don't have the right software to monitor your website, you don't know who's clicking through to what. And, hey, you know, we're not all computer geniuses. We can't necessarily all have that capability, nor should you expect to. If anything, I'm here to tell you, you should be prepared to labor in obscurity indefinitely. As long as what you say actually matters to you, then that's really all you should care about. If you are trying to blog or to podcast with the specific objective of trying to achieve any degree of fame, then hey, you're wasting your time, and people are going to pick up on that, and they'll be turned off by it. Just be yourself and speak from the heart. What we need in today's difficult and busy world is more level-headed discussion. You don't always have to win your arguments. You have to take the long view on these things and consider the possibility that if you are consistent in the causes that you champion, if you're consistent in the way you lay out your reasoning, eventually you might change somebody's mind. If you have any questions or comments, you know where to find me. I'm Justin Oldham, and this has been another ATS Member Podcast.